He stepped back and gave the door a most solemn kick. He kicked so hard that his foot went straight through the door, and his leg followed almost to the knee. No matter how he pulled and tugged, he could not pull it out. There he stayed as if nailed to the door. Poor Pinocchio! The rest of the night he had to spend with one foot through the door and the other one in the air. As dawn was breaking, the door finally opened. That brave little animal, the snail, had taken exactly 9 hours to go from the fourth floor to the street. How she must have raced!
"What are you doing with your foot through the door?"
she asked the Marionette, laughing. "It was a misfortune. Won't you try, pretty little snail, to free me from this terrible torture?"
"My boy, we need a carpenter here, and I have never been one."
"Ask the fairy to help me."
"The fairy is asleep, and does not want to be disturbed."
"But what do you want me to do, nailed to the door like this?"
"Enjoy yourself counting the ants which are passing by."
"Bring me something to eat, at least, for I am faint with hunger."
"Immediately."
In fact, after 3 hours and a half, Pinocchio saw her return with a silver tray on her head. On the tray there was bread, roast chicken, fruit.
"Here is the breakfast the fairy sends to you,"
said the snail. At the sight of all these good things the Marionette felt much better.